This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Chief Executive Officer of Energy Transfer Partners may soon announce an expansion of its Dakota Access Pipeline. Kelsey Warren with ETP met with the U.S. Energy Secretary and other industry leaders this week. He says he's hoping to announce a pipeline expansion but has not announced a timeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline moves Bakken crude oil from North Dakota to Illinois through the state of South Dakota. It moves at a rate of about 500,000 barrels a day. A spokeswoman for Energy Transfer Partners says the possible expansion would increase the pipeline to 570,000 barrels a day. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is still looking over the pipeline's environmental impacts. The town of Pukwana is getting nearly $600,000 in USDA rural development loans and grants to take care of needed work on its wastewater system. Pukwana Town Board Chairman Larry McManus says the funds will help the rural county community take care of a serious need.
The need is the fact that the sewer system, the collection lines have never been updated or much maintenance. There was a small section in the north end of town was done a few years ago.
McManus says once work begins next year, contractors will have a lot to take care of.
We have clay tile that has, some of it has deteriorated to the point that it's prone to plugging. And so we cleaned all of the sewers out actually 2 years ago, and we scoped them with cameras so that we knew what we had inside. And then we have proceeded. We have an engineering firm on board they're working with, and they make their recommendations, and we're going to go through this now and line portions of the sewer system and completely replace portions of it.
The federal funds are coming from the USDA's Rural Development Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program. Pukwana's project is the only one in the state to receive funding this cycle. You're with listener-supported STPB at 6.5 minutes past the hour.